Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, July 15th, 2016, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. A wild one it is. I feel like yesterday was kind of a long, it was a Rodney King speech, can't we all just get along? But really, if we could see what was happening, you know, if everyone could see what was happening, if everyone could see how they were propagandized in their own camps, you know, the best example that I think you can point to really is the example that I always refer to, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, a brilliant Pakistani woman who was invited to MIT on scholarship, Western-educated neuroscientist, invited to MIT on scholarship, and you obviously are no slouch if you get invited to MIT, especially on scholarship. So when she came to the United States, she was hearing in her community, her Muslim community, that the United States government was converting Muslims to Christianity at gunpoint. And obviously, folks that watch Fox News would say preposterous. But, you know, they're hearing the kind of the opposite of that message, in that they hear that people somewhere are beheading Christians and forcing them to convert to Islam. So if we could sit down and have a conversation about these things that are happening, you know, I would ask the people in Dr. Afia Siddiqui's camp or in that circle, do you know any of these people that are being converted to Christianity at gunpoint? And chances are they'll say no, just like the other folks who watch Fox News and hear that radical Islamic fundamentalists somewhere are beheading people. I would ask them the same question. Do you know any of those people? Can we find someone in this discussion who has a connection to someone who's experienced these atrocities? And the answer is probably going to be no, because these are manufactured and contrived scenarios. They don't happen by themselves, so to speak. They're engineered, they're orchestrated by the intelligence community, and part of an initiative to lead us to believe that we need a babysitter. There needs to be some parent, some babysitter somewhere needs to take care of all of us. The nanny state needs to intervene. And, of course, that can't be the nation or the nation state, as globalists would say, or the state. Because that's not a high enough degree of control. They need to control the nation states as well. So who decides who that parent or that nanny is? And you can feel it in our culture. We're being conditioned to believe that someone somewhere needs to watch over us, to take care of us. One of my favorite recent examples is if you have been to the optometrist recently, you understand what I'm saying when I say you can't do anything without a congressional mandate, it seems. And that is, I'm not exaggerating there. Every year these days, apparently, you have to see the optometrist. You have to pay for a new eye exam because contacts, for example, are a medical device. They make the same argument with glasses, even if you are trying to buy a replacement. Say you have prescription sunglasses and you break them, or they get broken or lost. To replace them more than 12 months after you purchase them, just to replace them, you have to go through the entire process all over. I've done that with my optometrist for years. I think about 10 years. I think my file is the size of a phone book, and they still don't seem to understand that the new people that work in the office, I don't think they've read the file. They don't understand that we have the same conversation every year. My prescription never changes. Nothing ever changes. We go through this song and dance, this rigmarole. They tell me it's a medical device. Contacts are a medical device. I think that's utterly absurd. And who cares if it is? It's my decision to do what I will. So I always, since they put me through the paces, I kind of put them through the paces too and say, well, where's the disclaimer that I can sign that says that I, you know, the hold harmless agreement that says, you know, if I injure or, you know, otherwise deal unfavorably with myself because of the medical device you have sold to me, then, you know, it's my fault. But we, you know, you listen to this network and this broadcast, we are led to believe, we're conditioned to believe that someone needs to take care of us. And I would say that is in contravention to the foundational notion of self-government in America. So the concept of the nanny state is, I think it's anathema. I think it's anathema to the great American experiment. Is it bad for everyone everywhere? Well, you know, the problem is we are not really allowed or even encouraged to decide for ourselves. I think that's the big problem. We don't have the opportunity to decide. So as Jim in Illinois would perhaps say, it is incumbent upon each one of us to read the contract and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And how many people do that? We're not encouraged to do that. That should be basic stuff. But we are not. So with that out of the way, I want to go through some kind of catch up today. We'll catch up a little bit on some of the latest goings on, and talk about the insanity of what's happening lately. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who would esteem themselves to be. And feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com. Always interesting, lively discussion there. And so without further ado, I think we'll jump in and get started with the ridiculous email nonsense, which is just, it's the most outlandish scenario. You just can't make this up. The way that the political posturing, when you listen to FBI Director Comey responding to Congressman Chaffetz's questions, you can't help but think that, as Paul Ryan said, some people, namely Hillary Clinton, seem to be above the law. So we'll go through some of those sound bites here. In fact, let's do that right now. We have a couple of clips lined up, CBS News, Fox News. The first one is Congressman Chaffetz asking Director Comey if Hillary Clinton lied under oath. So this is the this is Comey's testimony before the House Oversight Committee. Go ahead with that, please.
100 emails that were classified that had gone through that server, correct?
Right, through an unclassified server, correct.
Yes. So Hillary Clinton did come to possess documents and materials containing classified information via email on these unsecured servers, correct?
That is correct.
Did Hillary Clinton lie?
To the FBI? We have no basis to conclude she lied to the FBI.
Did she lie to the public?
That's a question I'm not qualified to answer. I can speak about what she said to the FBI.
Did Hillary Clinton lie under oath?
Not to the FBI, not in a case we're working.
Did you review the documents where Congressman Jim Jordan asked her specifically? And she said, quote, "There was nothing marked classified on my emails, either sent or received," end quote.
I don't remember reviewing that particular testimony. I'm aware of that being said, though.
Did the FBI investigate her statements under oath on this topic?
Not to my knowledge. I don't think there's been a referral from Congress.
Do you need a referral from Congress to investigate her statements under oath?
Sure do.
You'll have one. You'll have one in the next few hours.
So there's that. It seems, based on that exchange, fairly self-evident that the FBI is trying desperately to turn a blind eye to what would ultimately really amount to illegal behavior. And so a couple more clips. So getting down to the specifics of the classified information, did she or did she not have classified information in a non-secure format? This is a Fox News clip on the same discussion. Go ahead with that one, please.
Reaction to Mr. Comey's decision not to move forward with this?
I'm confused by it. I did have the opportunity to speak with Director Comey just in the last couple hours. I think if you look at the fact pattern, did she or did she not have classified information in a non-secure format that went on for years? The answer is clearly yes. And the statute says that's a violation of law.
So you spoke to him just within the past couple of hours. Tell me about the nature of this conversation. What did you ask him specifically?
Well, I want to understand the breadth of the case. Are there others that are going to be charged? What about this this IT person that supposedly they offered some immunity to get extract information. I want to learn the conflict that they see between what Director Comey said verbally and what the Inspector General came out with a couple weeks ago, because there are lots of points of conflict. Remember, Hillary Clinton wasn't quite so open and transparent with the Inspector General. She wouldn't even speak to that person. So we have a lot of outstanding questions, but no doubt I'm not going to be able to change his mind, but we, I think, as the American people, have a right to know the truth.
Did he?
So there's that. And next up, and that's Congressman Chaffetz again discussing the issue that, making the point, alluding to the fact, I would say, that Hillary Clinton broke the law in this email fiasco. So next up, Attorney General Loretta Lynch on the Justice Department's decision not to bring charges against Hillary Clinton. And again, Congressman Chaffetz in the driver's seat on this one. Go ahead with that, please.
I'm asking if it's legal or illegal to share classified information with somebody who doesn't have a security clearance.
Again, I refer you to the appropriate statutes, and I refer you to the facts of every situation. It would be unfair to give a blanket answer to every hypothetical.
Why aren't we telling all the federal employees and contractors who have access to classified information, those in our military, why aren't we telling them, you can't do this, it's against the law? Why can't you say that?
We give them guidance. Again, every agency does. We give them examples. We give them information as to how to make those decisions. We show them. And again, every information
Not sufficient guidance? You believe, is there a flaw in the law? Or is there a suggestion on the law? I mean,
I don't have a comment on the state of the law. My answer is that
somebody asked me to consult an attorney, and you are the attorney general. And I think you're sending a terrible message to the world, to those people who are trying to make some simple decisions. The lack of clarity that you give to this body, the lack of clarity on this issue, is pretty stunning.
So, an interesting drilling and great points by Congressman Chaffetz. It's interesting, you know, he said someone suggested that he talked to an attorney. He's talking to the attorney general, who can't give him a clear and specific answer on whether or not she broke the law. And, so that's interesting. it's the political posturing is painfully obvious, is it not? It's unbelievable. And then, you know, along the way, you have in that testimony, you have Director Comey saying that Hillary Clinton is not sophisticated enough to know that the marking meant confidential. Just unbelievable, the absurdity of it all. He was unsure whether former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was sophisticated enough to know that the marking meant confidential. So here's the problem. So he told the House Oversight Committee, I think it's possible she didn't understand what a C meant when she saw it in the body of an email like that, he told the committee. So if she doesn't know what the C means, and she's not sophisticated enough to know what the confidential marking means, she's probably not sophisticated enough to be president or secretary of state or anything else. But, you know, maybe, I don't know, she could flip burgers or something, maybe. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EO Tech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So we're kind of focusing on the nonsense, the Hillary Clinton email charade for the moment. We probably touch on the niece incident, but I'm kind of with the shenanigans with the FBI. I'm coming to the point here in a moment on this, which is the same point. And it's interesting that we see kind of a coordinated orchestration of terror around the globe these days. Do people really think that that's kind of there is an organization somewhere? Everyone thinks now ISIS, as Jeremy Scahill said back in 2014, is the kind of the terrorist du jour. I forget exactly how he put that, but here is the new flavor of the month, basically. And it's always the same organization, essentially rebranded slightly, We need to get into the distinctions between Wahhabism and Salafism and talk about that a little bit and how that discussion is shaped up, and how what we see now is the worst brand of both. Wahhabism kind of being, as I understand it, more of a traditional fundamentalist puritanicalism. Salafism being more of a modernized fundamentalist puritanicalism. So Salafism embraces new technology and so forth, where Wahhabism, not quite so much. But you mix the two of them together and you get kind of the worst elements of both. And either way, it winds up being a militant ideology. So that's, you know, that's where you see the, that it's kind of the wellspring of all of these groups. This is the ideology that the CIA drew on in the arming, training, and equipping of the Afghan Mujahideen. And that term is in itself interesting because it's my understanding that that term Mujahideen with a W instead of a J, Mujahideen, means essentially Orthodox believers. So, you know, which calls to mind, obviously, Brzezinski talking to the soldiers of God, that clip back in the, you know, the early 80s of him on the Afghan-Pakistan border talking to the Mujahideen. And it's funny how we keep changing these words. You notice how the term Al-Qaeda has changed. It keeps shifting over the years, kind of away from what Robin Cook said. We can't have, we gotta massage the spelling and so forth a little bit. We can't have just one group because that, you know, people, we wear that out over time and people get used to hearing that name. So we change the spelling, we move to a different group, which is the same group, a rebranding of the same group, so that we can continue to scare people anew. But as Robin Cook said, Al-Qaeda is literally the database. Remember when the media, the mainstream media was saying the base, only they weren't saying the database. Al-Qaeda means the base. But it's the database, as Robin Cook said in his article published the day after the London 7-7 bombings back in on July 8, 2005. And it was interesting, again, as I always mentioned, that Robin Cook was dead less than a month after publishing his article. The struggle against terrorism cannot be won by military means. And he was absolutely right. Stick around, we'll be right back after a short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Friday, July 15th, 2016. We're dealing with the House Oversight Committee hearings, the FBI's findings, the Attorney General Loretta Lynch's posturing in response to the FBI's findings, and then the general reactionary movement, if you will, particularly that of Congressman Chaffetz and Speaker of the House Paul Ryan. We haven't gotten to him yet, but we will here in a second. It's interesting, you know, we're kind of commenting in the breaks and here and there, the way that Chaffetz is kind of like a bulldog on this, you know, he's latched on, and Paul Ryan too, it would seem, for the moment anyway. But we've seen this kind of stuff before, and usually what happens in the Oversight Committee hearings is nothing. It's little more than good theater. There's a lot of posturing. There's a lot of grilling. There's some stern language and so forth. But, you know, if you look at the British Parliament, you'll see the same thing. It's much more theatrical in Parliament than it is in Congress, but it's the same concept. And so there are a few iterations of that theatrics down the road from us, obviously. But it's the same concept. They have a much more sophisticated and entertaining brand of theater than we, I would say. But most of the hearings don't amount to anything other than a lot of hot air, a lot of wind. So we'll see what happens. But you know, it wouldn't be surprising to see something terrible happen to Congressman Chaffetz. Hopefully not. Hopefully that's not the case. It would be actually nice to see something positive take place. It would be nice to see Hillary Clinton held accountable for a change, and not people on the fray or the periphery of this issue be Arkansided, as has been the case in the past. And that's interesting. You know, folks, I don't think realize that you I didn't spell it right in our exchanges. In dialogue, the board op and I, but the website arkanside.com, arkanside.com, right now is displaying a an error message, 509 error, bandwidth limit exceeded. So I wonder what that's all about. Is that a DDoS attack, direct denial of service attack, or is it from organic traffic, or both? So the list, you know, the list is out there, and more and more people, I think, are finding their way to that information. So if you do a search for Arkanside, obviously that's one of the sites that comes up first, but there are others, and that list that is a mile long now just seems to keep growing and finding its way out further and further, which is good. So, does Hillary Clinton, do certain people is she above the law? Does she live by a different set of rules? Well, let's get to that. And let's talk about that a little bit. First, a little bit more on Director Comey's testimony. I want to, like I said earlier, I'm coming to a point on this, but when you listen to what FBI Director James Comey says in his testimony, listen to what he says at the end of this CBS clip specifically, and we'll talk about that. Go ahead with that clip, please.
Said it is reopening its internal investigation of how Hillary Clinton and her top aides handled classified information. The investigation was suspended earlier this year so as not to interfere with the FBI probe. House Republicans grilled Director James Comey about his recommendation that Clinton not be charged. More on that now from Jan Crawford.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you.
For more than 4 hours, FBI Director James Comey held his ground, staunchly defending the independence of his investigation.
I did not coordinate that with anyone. The White House, the Department of Justice, nobody outside the FBI family had any idea what I was about to say.
Democrats called the Republican-led hearing a sham.
Everyone knows what this committee is doing.
Today's hearing is political theater.
But Comey, appearing voluntarily, said he was eager to testify.
I think she was extremely careless. I think she was negligent.
He pulled no punches, like in this exchange with South Carolina Republican Trey Gowdy.
Secretary Clinton said, I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email. There is no classified material. Was that true?
There was classified material emailed.
Secretary Clinton said she used just one device. Was that true?
She used multiple devices during the 4 years of her term as Secretary of State.
Secretary Clinton said all work-related emails were returned to the State Department. Was that true?
No, we found work-related emails, thousands, that were not returned.
But what Comey didn't find, compelling evidence Clinton intended to mishandle classified information, which made her case different from those prosecuted in the past.
And we don't want to put people in jail unless we prove that they knew they were doing something they shouldn't do.
But this may not be the end of it. Comey revealed that he did not investigate whether Clinton made any false statements while she was testifying under oath about her email. Maurice, Republicans said they now will formally ask him to investigate whether any of her misstatements were criminal.
Jan Crawford in Washington, thank you.
The world is waking up. So there's that. And soundbite at the end of that CBS clip. Did you hear that? FBI Director Comey saying that we don't want to put people in jail unless we prove that they knew they were doing something they shouldn't do. That was the quote that you heard. We're going to come back to that because those words, those are provocative words. That's an interesting out in this case. But are those words genuine or are they disingenuous? I think if you look, I'll just give you a hint of the direction I'm going with that. You know, if you look at the terror prosecutions, for example, and the Project Salaam study published in May 2014, inventing terrorists, the lawfare of preemptive prosecution, you see that statement, those words, we don't want to put people in jail unless we prove that they know they were doing something they shouldn't do. Those words sound very disingenuous with that study and its findings in mind. So back to the clips. Now what? So now what happens? Obviously, this is kind of an old discussion, but we'll see what happens. We'll see how this shapes up. This is just something that I wanted to touch on in recent days and haven't gotten to it. So now what? Well, as we know, the GOP is going to investigate the FBI's decision. So more on that discussion here. Here's a clip on that. Go ahead with that one, please.
I think the DNI, Clapper, should deny Hillary Clinton access to classified information during this campaign, given how she so recklessly handled classified information. That's point one. Point two, Director Comey's presentation shredded the claims that Secretary Clinton made throughout the year with respect to this issue. He laid out a case how the things she had been saying she had or had not done were false. So we have seen nothing but stonewalling and dishonesty from Secretary Clinton on this issue, and that means there are a lot more questions that need to be answered. I've just got to say, from my own experience, you get access to deeply classified material once you leave the convention as the nominee on a regular basis. It's part of a transition government. With no indictment occurring, but a discussion or a call for administrative action, I think it's the least we can do, given how she was so reckless in handling classified material and sending classified information on unsecure servers. So, look, I think that's something that the administration should do on its own, but we'll look into seeing if that's something we can do as well.
Need a special prosecutor? Is that necessary?
Well, we're not going to foreclose any option.
So there's that soundbite, and it gets stranger. But we'll come back to that in a second. Last but not least, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan with Megyn Kelly talking about really kind of what this means. What does this mean? What do the findings, what does Director Comey's decision or conclusion and Attorney General Loretta Lynch's response and so forth mean? What does that mean? So here's Paul Ryan with Megyn Kelly on that. Go ahead, please.
FBI Assistant Director James Kallstrom just told us how some folks at the Bureau are in disbelief over today's announcement from Director Comey. And our next guest says not only does he think the decision defies explanation, he thinks it helps create the impression that some folks in Washington believe Hillary Clinton is above the law. Joining me now in a Kelly File exclusive, House Speaker Paul Ryan. Mr. Speaker, good of you to be here tonight. Thank you for being here.
Good to be with you, Megan. Thanks for having me.
So why do you say that people are going to believe that she's above the law? Because the FBI director, by all accounts, a straight shooter, says no reasonable prosecutor would have brought this case.
He basically spent a number of minutes walking through how she not only mishandled classified information, how she was grossly negligent. It seemed to me as he was going through his case that he was going to recommend prosecution, only then he recommended against prosecution. People have been convicted for far less. And the point is, yes, this certainly does underscore the belief that Clintons live above the law. And this is one of the reasons why people are so dissatisfied, so upset about government. They think that people live by a different set of rules. And the Clintons, they take a candle on this one. I'd say a couple of things, Megan. Number one, the FBI should give us all of their findings. They should release all of their findings of this information. She's actually, you know, competing for commander-in-chief here. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a whole accounting that needs to happen. Number two, we're going to have hearings. Jason Chaffetz, chairman of the Government Oversight Committee, is going to be calling up James Comey to ask questions. He didn't answer any questions with the press, and our Judiciary Committee has sent a number of questions. There are a lot of unanswered questions here, Megan, that need to get answers.
Do you think he caved to political pressure?
I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know. You know, I'll take him at his word. But what I don't really understand is, after he lists this laundry list of violations, he comes to that conclusion. That's point number one. Point number two.
Well, but that's what he said. Just before you get to point number three, what he said was in the other cases, there was evidence of intentional deception or intention to undermine national security or obstruction of justice. And he didn't see her behavior rising to that level.
Yeah, your legal background is certainly deeper than mine. I do other things here. But the point is, she clearly lives above the law. Let me say this. He shredded the case that she had been making all year long. He shredded the things that she had been saying in her own defense all year long about her case.
So now that's a different issue. He put the lie to a bunch of her statements. And
that's
pretty clear. So, but you tell me, do you think that's disqualifying for her?
Well, sure I do. I think she clearly said things that were not true, and he basically gave us that. I think we need to know more, quite frankly. The other thing that concerns me is that she's just going to get away with this in the sense that she grossly was negligent. She mishandled classified information, and now she wants to be commander-in-chief. Here's the other thing. You know, when I was Mitt Romney's running mate, I got classified briefings every week by the CIA, by National Intelligence, very sensitive information, which you get as a candidate once the convention occurs. Comey said, short of prosecution, some kind of administration action should occur, bringing consequences. I think the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, should block her access to classified information, given how recklessly she handled this during the presidential campaign. If she becomes president, that's one thing. But I don't think she should get classified information, and I think the DNI should block it, given how recklessly she handled this from the start.
Let's take a look to see how President Obama feels about Hillary Clinton and whether that is likely to happen, if he has anything to say about it. Here he is in October 2015. Listen.
This is not a situation in which America's national security was endangered.
So, maybe or maybe not, according to the FBI director. Does the president owe the American people an update to his earlier statement? Because Comey says it may have been.
The president, I've heard him say things with such certainty that we know later on aren't the case. Look, obviously, as Comey said, people she was contacting, communicating with, got hacked, and therefore she clearly could have been hacked. He certainly raises that possibility. What really just mystifies me is the case he makes and then the conclusion he draws. And what bothers me about this is the Clintons really are living above the law. They're being held by a different set of standards. That is clearly what this looks like.
Okay, so what
this is why we're going to have hearings, and this is why I think that Comey should give us all the publicly available information to see how and why they reach these conclusions.
How does this play out in your view? I mean, because, you know, you have been supporting Donald Trump. You know, there have been some issues, but you've been supporting him. Do you believe this means that Donald Trump should be our next president?
Well, I endorsed Donald Trump about a month ago.
I know, but then you kind of get a little waver depending on...
No, when he says things that I don't agree with, I'm going to speak my mind. When he says things I don't agree with, I'm going to speak my mind. I see a binary choice in front of us. It is Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. Yes, Donald Trump is far better to be commander-in-chief than Hillary Clinton in my mind. I don't think Hillary Clinton is going to do any of the things that we need to do to get this country back on the right track. More importantly, I think she's been holding herself to a different set of standards, and I don't think that's representative of what we want to see in the White House.
How about Donald Trump today? Over the weekend, he tweeted out a picture that many have said includes an anti-Semitic slur. Here it is. They believe that this is improper use of the Star of David, and the suggestion here is clear. He denies it. You came out and said it's not appropriate to the use of anti-Semitic images. Do you believe he did that?
Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather.
right, welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, July 15th, 2016. And we're just kind of going through the Hillary Clinton email charade, the shenanigans, the scandal, and the latest on that. But there's a point coming, and we'll open up the phone lines here at the top of the second hour. 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. So I'm coming to a point with all of this, and really it is the duplicity, the hypocrisy, and the posturing that we hear. You know, we hear a message from Director Comey that is emphatic. And to underscore that, here is one more video of him talking about the fact that more in his congressional testimony, his House Oversight Committee testimony, or before the House Oversight Committee, talking about the 1917 law with espionage in view and bringing charges focused on gross negligence. So here's that clip. Go ahead, please.
There is a statute that was passed in 1917 that on its face makes it a crime, a felony, for someone to engage in gross negligence. So that would appear to say, well, and maybe in that circumstance, you don't need to prove they knew they were doing something that was unlawful. Maybe it's enough to prove that they were just really, really careless, beyond a reasonable doubt. At the time Congress passed that statute in 1917, there was a lot of concern in the House and the Senate about whether that was going to violate the American tradition of requiring that before you're going to lock somebody up, you prove they knew they were doing something wrong. And so there was a lot of concern about it. The statute was passed. As best I can tell, the Department of Justice has used it once in the 99 years since, reflecting that same concern. I know from 30 years with the Department of Justice, they have grave concerns about whether it's appropriate to prosecute somebody for gross negligence, which is why they've done it once that I know of in a case involving espionage. And so when I look at the facts we gathered here, as I said, I see evidence of great carelessness, but I do not see evidence that is sufficient to establish that Secretary Clinton or those with whom she was corresponding both talked about classified information on email and knew when they did it, they were doing something that was against the law. So given that assessment of the facts, my understanding of the law, my conclusion was and remains, no reasonable prosecutor would bring this case. No reasonable prosecutor would bring the second case in 100 years focused on gross negligence. And so I know that's been a source of some confusion for folks. That's just the way it is. I know the Department of Justice. I know no reasonable prosecutor would bring this case. I know a lot of my former friends are out there saying they would. I wonder where they were the last 40 years, because I'd like to see the cases they brought on gross negligence. Nobody would. Nobody did.
Well, then, so those two points, it's an old law, and we need to make sure that we prove that they did something wrong and they knew they were doing something wrong. We're going to talk about those in the second hour coming up. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Stick around, second hour coming up right after this short break.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality, storable foods from Numana. And right now, take advantage of our summer special. Purchase two family packs and we'll send you a Pro Pure Water Pitcher, a $70 value, free. This premium pitcher is ideal for use with just about any water source and removes more contaminants than other brands. And it comes with a filter that lasts up to 2 full years. Whether you need to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. And with a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Go to foodforliberty.com right now for great-tasting, high-quality, storable foods from Numana. Buy two family packs and get the Pro Pure Water Pitcher free. It makes good sense to be prepared. Get it at foodforliberty.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.